Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 135 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, fess up, how much of your vacation have you forgotten?
How much did you drink on vacation?
greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme.
And is it a better vacation if you have forgotten some?
No. It really depends on what type of vacation it is.
If you're taking the family, you probably don't want to forget too much.
No, you don't want to forget too much. And you know, even if you're just going with your friends and you know, imbibing or, you know, partaking of adult activities, take lots of pictures so that you can remember later on.
Yeah, if you do forget a lot, you want to have pictures for evidence later that you can...
Yeah.
By the way, right there at the beginning, that was Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm Amy. I'm in Las Vegas.
I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee. And if you want to write to us, you can write to us at amyorbay@gritstoglitz.com.
Or you can call us at 206-309-7232. And, of course, you can find out all that contact information at grits2glitz.com. And I wanted to say, Bae, there's been a minor change to the email system. It used to be that if you came up with a creative email address, like timgungroupies@gritstoglitz.com, that was one of them. Yeah. It would go to me and then I would forward it to Bay if I wanted Bay to see it. And the thing is, Bay is much better at that than I am. So I made her the default recipient. So if you wanted to talk about her, don't use a creative email address. All those ones that you guys sent to me talking about Bay, I didn't forward those. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey,
of course. I'm kidding.
Actually, the very first creative address I got was to bayisdabomb@gritstoglitz.com. That's from Nick, my peeps, my man. Thank you.
Nick, who is, I was accused of lining up a plant.
I did. Yes. I said, did you arranged that?
No, Nick did that on his own. I think it's Nick Vareos.
Oh, I hope so. I love
it. Or no, Nick Lachey.
I hope it's any Nick. I love you, whoever you are. Thank you. You
really, Saint Nick.
You made my day.
Yes. That's, so, and I'm tickled about that also.
Yay. It was cool. And, you know, we have other mail. There's a piece of email right now that I'm just going to go ahead and talk about this just a bit. It's from Hannah in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really thought-provoking, and I have yet to figure out how to tackle it. Hannah wrote to us because we had discussed the assistive listening devices at theaters in Las Vegas and how wretched they are.
They're gathering dust, apparently.
And Hannah works with theaters in Washington, D.C., and she knows how hard it is for theaters to comply with that, with the ADA, and making sure that the devices work and are always in good working condition and are available, and then hardly anyone uses them.
Which has got to be frustrating for them.
Yes. Well, I don't know how to tackle it. I just thought it was a really good thought-provoking question. Well, thought-provoking letter. And I really appreciated hearing from Hannah again.
Well, it's encouraging. It is encouraging to know that there are theaters that take it seriously, that know where those devices are. Because I've gone with Steve to a couple of theatrical productions, and his running joke is, watch, they're going to come back and say, we can't find it. But that's okay. It's really loud. They didn't
really
do that
loud doesn't
at the
polls.
No, it doesn't. And you know, when there are devices that are specifically there and then they don't do their job. And my husband, who is also in the audio business, said, well, you know, really all these people care about is whether it meets the ADA requirements. And for some reason, these bad systems do. But I'm sure that's not true at Hannah's theater. I'm sure they care.
They certainly seem to care, and it's difficult, and they do the best job that they can. And yeah. I'd like to hear from someone in D.C. Do they have problems hearing the theater?
Yeah, there you go. We need somebody to tattle and say, no, they still stink. No. Steve has
said, in which case it's the ADA's fault.
Steve has said that the systems on Broadway are really pretty good. That's their business. Ooh. That's their, that's, you know, they care.
But I would think that Las Vegas would care too.
You'd think, but I guess they figured, no, let those people get frustrated and go out and gamble.
Eh. Gambling is, Las Vegas really deeply, profoundly cares about gambling.
That they do. It is their lifeblood. Okay. The reason I asked the question at the top of the show, how much of your vacation have you forgotten, is because we decided, with both of us having upcoming vacations, and since it's been a long time since we've made a list, we wanted to make a list of our favorite vacation memories. And, Bay, do you think it's advisable that we do this right now? Because we may just go on vacation and say, wow, that was just nothing like as good as the fond vacation memories I have. Maybe we're setting ourselves up to remember all the best. And we'll just be disappointed.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I always find something cool on every vacation. Actually, I have had a couple of stinkers, and they were both in Florida. So I think it's safe. I think it is safe to go into this fray.
Okay. Well, then who's going to start?
Me.
Okay. Okay. Starting at the bottom, number five out of your top five.
The first one. Boston, winter 1995. And I was going to say just the Museum of Fine Arts. And then I was going to say just that one dinner that we had with all the geeks.
I loved the geek dinner.
The geek dinner. And then I couldn't decide. So I just said, you know, I just now said Boston. Amy and I had dinner. Amy took me to Boston, guys. Okay, let's put it that way.
I used to travel for work. Every week I'd go to a different place, and one week I went to Boston and said, hey, go with me.
And we stayed in a really swanky hotel. I mean, gorgeous old hotel way downtown. It was gorgeous. It was, honestly, that's the most beautiful hotel I've ever stayed in.
Thanks to my employer. Thank you, employer.
Former employer. And... the geek dinner, we had been talking to one guy online
for ages. It was a Dave Barry fan club, and it was like a Usenet news group from way back in the day.
Way back in the old days of the interwebs. I'm sorry. I'm really obsessed with that word.
It's funny. Yes.
That the kids are saying the interwebs. And we went to dinner with all these guys who had graduated from MIT. And there was this one guy who didn't graduate from MIT. Do you remember him?
No. I don't remember any of them individually, except that they were just so fun because they were like sitting there going, look, girls.
Yes, Amy and I were Southern Belles of the most extreme order. And we were surrounded by computer guys and engineers and geeks, and they really didn't know how to talk to us. So we were holding court. It was like a scene out of the beginning part of Gone with the Wind. I'm not making this up.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
Except for that one guy who flunked out of MIT.
Did he have social skills?
What?
Did he have social skills?
Yes, he had social skills. He was able to carry on a conversation, and it was so much fun. Rarely have I felt so utterly charming and delightful.
I was
that happy night.
I had a stupendous time, and you consider that a vacation.
Yes, of course I do.
You went out of town.
I'm so sorry.
Well, no, that's true. And that's why I was thinking, oh my gosh, it was your vacation. And I was away from you during the day because I was off doing my work. But you went skipping around Boston, happily discovering the city on your own.
Yes, I got lost in Boston trying to take a walking tour. That was so terrifying. And I, you know, explored a museum, which I loved, and that's my kind of thing. So, yeah, I had a great time. Thank you, Amy. You rock.
It was fun. Well, my number five on my list, actually, you make an appearance there, too, because number five on my list was seeing Bay's face on The Big Shot on top of the stratosphere. You know how they take your picture, you know, when you do these rides and everybody goes, no thanks. I bought the picture because I thought it was a good record of your tonsils. Because, and the thing is also, backing up a little bit, I brought Bay to Las Vegas ages ago, again, when I was traveling all the time and I had 40 jillion sky miles on Delta. So I said, hey, let's go to Vegas on my week off. And we did. And we had a blast. We went to Hoover Dam and we did all kinds of other wonderful things. But I convinced her somehow to go up on The Big Shot and stood up there on top of the stratosphere. Yeah, scared of heights. And I knew she would never do it. I said, look, come on. It doesn't look that bad. And you, in a weak moment, said, no, it doesn't look that. That might be fun. Let's do that. Famous last words.
I wasn't drunk. I wasn't on drugs. I have no idea what was wrong with me.
Well, I do know that you had a touch of Tourette's syndrome because there were words turning the air, and the little college student that you were next to, there were young, again, the story involves young, impressionable college students because they were guys who were like taking notes. Oh, I've never heard that one before.
I thought I was going to die on that thing.
You can laugh about it now. But I have the picture.
I'm never going up to the top of the stratosphere again. And that's been more than 10 years ago. I'm really never going.
Not going to go up just for the observation deck?
No, thank you, no.
You know, a few years ago, they were talking about building a roller coaster that went across Las Vegas Boulevard and like loop-de-loop to another building over there. And they never, you know, that didn't materialize. But you wouldn't ride such a thing?
Not if it was that high. I love roller coasters. Many of my friends will tell you so, too. I love roller coasters. And I've been on Speed the Ride in Las Vegas, and I would do it again. But the Big Shot is too high up. It's just too high. And that thing's terrifying.
Well, you know, the other rides that they have up there now are ones that dangle you over the side of the building. So I guess I'm not going to be able to get you on one of those.
Never. But if we ever get my husband out there, Wesley would do them in a heartbeat. He loves that kind of thing.
I would like to do them. Yes.
That was a funny picture. And yes, I agree. In the picture, first of all, you could see the college students and they're looking at me like, oh my God. And secondly, the thing that I remember about that picture is there are tendons on my neck standing out.
I've never seen.
Been used before.
Sheer so terror. Yes, it was hilarious. Loved it.
It's hilarious now, yes.
Okay, so on to number four.
Number four. The entirety of the trip to Miami in 2001. That's with Amy.
Oh!
I think probably my favorite memory from that is Parrot Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Amy and I went to Miami in 2001 so that I could try out for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I had already been on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we've told that story before. I took the test on a Saturday morning, thought I failed it. I was convinced I had failed it. And we had to go back inside to find out whether or not we failed it, which I thought was kind of mean. For someone like me, I'm like already crying. I failed. I know I failed. Don't make me go hear about it. And I didn't fail.
Yay!
Go figure. I don't know how. So to reward me for passing the test, we decided to go to Parrot Jungle, mm-hmm. which was this beautiful, quaint, old, historic park where they had lots and lots of parrots.
It was wonderful.
It had been there since the 1930s, at least. Winston Churchill had been there. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had visited it. They were just, it was so old and quaint, and it was full of parrots.
And it was like,
now
it was
hideous. It's been moved, yeah. And it's this horrific concrete monstrosity.
It was built on the site of something else, right? Like a fairy tale land? Because I remember there was a Snow White house.
No, they added that. After they opened Parrot Jungle, they went back and they did the Snow White theming because they thought that would be more popular. That was, Snow White came out after Parrot Jungle opened.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Yep.
And that Brazilian place downtown, we ate food in a place where we were the only people who spoke English.
And the food was out of this world.
It was wonderful.
It was.
So, yeah, Miami, 2001. Loved it.
We were there on a budget, and we were staying at a hotel that was not the nicest hotel in an area that was not the nicest area. And I remember somebody had a car accident in front of our hotel room one morning.
Of the night. Yeah, it's great. It was amazing.
But that was wonderful memories. Well, my number four memory was going with my husband to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, probably around the same era that we're talking about with Las Vegas and Miami. Well, no, sorry, it wouldn't have been Miami. It was back when I was traveling. And he had always wanted to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we made it happen. And woo-hoo. We got out there at 6 o'clock in the morning and stood in the really, really cold. And 90% of the show was the New Yorkers. I loved the crowd. And of course, you know, I'm a Southern person. It was not my people, but oh, they were so funny. Oh, they were, hey, big M&M. Hey, come here, big M&M. And the Joey, what's his name that was on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, what was his name?
That was on Blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes by.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd, you hear, whoa, 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 whoa. Because that was his catchphrase.
Oh, that poor guy.
And then a guy from a soap opera went by. And the New Yorkers would go, hey, who are you? They didn't know who it was. I just thought it was, and we got flashed by Sherry Lamb Chop Lady. What's her name? The lady with lamb chop.
I know. Sherry something. I'm totally blanking out on her last name.
She flashed Paul because Paul had a video camera. And so she opened up her coat and wiggled.
She was fun.
Flashed by the lamb chop lady. Kelsey Grammer and Brandy. And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful time. And then we had Thanksgiving dinner at a little cafe that was down underneath a building. You had to go down the stairs. I couldn't tell you in a million years. I couldn't tell you what it was, but it was just it was our time. It was just him and me, and it was wonderful.
That was a cool time. And you came back with video, which I thought was really nice.
Yes.
Of Sherry Lamb Chop Lady flashing you.
Yes.
She was fun.
Yeah.
So that was number four.
Number four. So on to number three.
I'm not liking my number three.
Well, you want me to do mine?
No, I'm going to go ahead and do my number three. Here's my number three.
Okay.
Okay. I have to preface this with the first time I went to Disney World, I hated it. I mean, hated it. Wanted to throw darts at it. And never, ever wanted to go back. And in 1996, my husband said, we must take the kids to Disney World. And I said, you must get your head examined. He said, no, seriously, they have to go. And so I bought a guidebook, which is really the trick to enjoying Disney World. And we took the kids to Disney World. And the first time my children came around that, like, because you have to get around the trees before you can actually see it. They came around the corner in the town square and looked down Main Street, USA, and saw Cinderella's castle for the first time. And I saw their faces. That's that's one of those indelible memories. This is what keeps me going. You know, someday my children are going to grow up and I'll have grandkids. I'm taking them to Disney World for the first time. That look is cool.
You're a selfish little thing, aren't you?
That's why we do that stuff.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the business of us going to Miami together, us going to Las Vegas together, you know, all these things. One of the great joys of traveling and going on vacation is to share with somebody else something that you've already seen.
Uh-huh.
Once you've gone and seen it and done it, and you think, oh, so-and-so would love this. And it happens all the time with me, with you, you know, oh, Bay would love this. So I make a list. And the next time you come back to Las Vegas, we got to go do that. That's part of it is, you know, you talk about your children. You had the magic of Cinderella's castle didn't work for you, but you recognized that it would work for them. And it sure did.
It did. It did. It did. It really did. And I wrote down Cinderella's castle, but really and truly, that was also the same trip. My children at the time were 3 and 8. And It's a Small World is one of those things which I'm pretty sure any adult will agree. Nuclear bombs belong in there.
Something heinous.
Yes. Yeah. But you put a 3-year-old on It's a Small World, and that place is heaven on earth. It's unbelievable. It makes a little kid really, really happy. Go figure. Little kids don't have good taste. But
little dolls dancing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, they love that stuff.
Well, whatever trips there's this wheel.
Yeah. And it makes it better for the parents, because parents want their kids to be happy in general. It's a good thing when your kid is happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. That makes for a happy vacation, too, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Okay, that was my number three. What's your number three?
My number three. Here we are in the middle. I'm just going to, because there's not an awful lot that I can say about it. You'd have to be there. It's one of those things. You have to be there. My number three top vacation memory is from this past May. Sailing the San Francisco Bay at sunset with my sweetheart. I know I sound so sappy about him, but sailing first, it's like gliding. There's no motor. It's just the wind and it's just the rose colored sky and the birds at Alcatraz and just the beautiful water. It was perfect. A little cold.
Well, that's what the snuggling is for.
What?
That's for snuggling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Had a big blanket and, yes, kept warm.
Excellent. But
it was beautiful. And I can't tell you. And then looking back at the shore and looking back at San Francisco, it's always going to be a fond memory. And I've got some great pictures of it, which also helps.
Fun. Number two. My number two is going to sound awfully familiar. You remember when I went to Las Vegas in 97 with Amy and then rode the Big Shot?
That's way up there on number two. I beat out Cinderella's Castle. Yes.
You beat the snot out of Cinderella's Castle. That was a great, great trip. We learned how to play craps and the Big Shot. And we ate at this fabulous restaurant, which no longer exists at Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Such a great meal. And just had, we skipped around town. We skipped. We literally skipped. It was such a great, great trip. So that was my number two.
We had a convertible and drove up the Las Vegas Strip. And
yes, we did.
It was wonderful. And the birds at the Tropicana. And it was, and it took you to Mystère.
Yes.
We went from screaming on the Big Shot to tears of joy at Mystère.
Yeah, it was that trip really did run the gamut. It was everything that a person wants in a vacation. It was just perfect.
And it goes right back to what I was saying is when you've been there, because I had been there with Paul, and I said, "Oh, Bay would love this. Bay would love this." And so you loved it. Yeah.
I did. I loved it. It was great.
I'm so glad. Okay. My number two memory is another aquatic memory. I'm looking at this. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Water again. Last fall, whale watching in Alaska.
Wow.
With my sweetheart.
Wow.
It was, I can't tell you, I can't describe how exciting
which
it was.
Which is why people go to see whales themselves live and in person. That's why they go to see it themselves.
You look
because
at the pictures.
It's indescribable.
You look at the pictures and there's a tail sticking up out of the water. Oh, whoopee. But seeing that huge animal maneuver and you go, well, the tail is going straight up because he's diving down all the way down to get a lot of food. It probably helped, too, that my husband and I were the only ones on the boat. Ooh, here's another common theme. We were the only ones on the boat in San Francisco, and we were the only ones on the boat in Alaska. It's just like when we don't have to put up with anybody else, that's when it's perfect.
That's
but
cool.
Again, I guess I'm sounding awfully sappy, but I kept reaching over and grabbing his sleeve and just grinning ear to ear. It was just so wonderful. I mean, he would get excited too. Look, there's one over there. And we'd run over to the side and take pictures and watch. It was just fabulous.
Okay. My number one favorite top five vacation memory. My number one. And we talked about it a week ago. When the baby sea turtles hatched under our vacation house at the beach.
That's my number one also.
You never forget anything like that. And it was by accident. It wasn't something that could be planned.
And Bae, do you remember, and I have no idea where it is. Maybe you have it in your boxes of pictures. There were beautiful pictures of you holding up little sea turtles with your huge brown eyes. Have you seen those pictures?
No, I have two really horrible snapshots from a really bad one. Probably what were the old cameras?
Instamatic
cartridge.
An Instamatic.
Like a 110?
Yeah, a 126, I think, probably at that time.
There are two, and they're both that I've seen, and they are faded and unfocused and. Our next door neighbor's bad kid is in one of the pictures being obnoxious.
Yeah, you forget that the time erases the bad stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about, though, about the magic. And maybe it's that time erasing the bad stuff and I'm remembering the beautiful pictures because that's how I remember it. But what happened was we woke up one morning. And I don't know about you. I think you were up before me and everybody was running around and saying there's baby turtles. And we were taking Dutch ovens and pans and gathering up because the little turtles were heading for the road instead of heading for the water. And our house was on the water. So we were gathering them up and taking them out there and throwing them in the water so that they could swim away.
And there were two things going on to impede the baby sea turtles' progress. One, cars were not stopping. That was a road. And there were no laws in place to protect little baby sea turtles. So they were just running over baby sea turtles left and right.
And this was probably 1972, something like that?
Or so, yes. Yeah. 72 or 73. And the other thing was seagulls really think baby sea turtles are tasty. And they were swooping down and snatching them up. And we're talking baby sea turtles everywhere. I don't know how many eggs are supposed to be in a nest, but there were hundreds of them.
And of course,
they
who
were
knows
everywhere.
Who knows where the nest was? It was under the house that we were renting, right? It was
yes,
all those houses are up on stilts.
Mm-hmm. And it was under our house and they were just going in all directions and we were doing everything we could to get them to the sea.
Oh.
Go to Spain. That was a magnificent memory. And it was, unfortunately, it's the sort of thing that you just can't pencil that in. Okay, on Thursday, we're going to have baby sea turtles hatch under our house.
That's what's so magical about it, though. I guess that's part of the chance of it being so wonderful is that we were so lucky that it happened to us at that time.
Yep.
And I'm kind of looking at my list and thinking there's a lot of my list has to do with appreciating this world that we live in. The San Francisco Bay and the whale watching and the sea turtles is all just so wonderful.
Huh. Mine's about food and food and castle and food and sea turtles. Yay.
And sea turtles. But you put them at the top. So that can, and parrots showed up in Miami. So that was cool too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What are my priorities? But yes, those
You've
are
always
good
been a lot more fun
memories.
Than me.
Let's see what vacation memories we come up with after this year.
Well, and that's just it. I'm about to, you're going to be going well before me. You're going to be going to, the South Carolina beach, and it'll be a little late for sea turtles, but you'll still have a wonderful time with nature, right?
Yeah, I can.
Mosquitoes are natural, aren't they?
They're very natural, especially there.
And I'm going up to the cold, frozen north to try and look at northern critters. So I'll see what
puffins.
I can find. Oh, gosh, I hope I see a puffin, but I'm not holding out much hope. The more research I do, the more more I'm finding it's probably too late in the year for them to be around, and they're also probably further north. But
go norther.
Go norther.
It's a boat. They could steer those things.
Sure. Well, and puffins spend their time, their winter at sea. Stupid birds go out there and float around on the water.
Okay, that's just crazy. Have we checked puffins to see whether or not they're mentally stable? Because that's just crazy.
There's not an awful lot of brain activity, but they're awfully cute, which is, you know, that again is the way of the natural world.
That makes up for a lot. Yeah. If you guys have great vacation memories that you'd like to share with us, please feel free to call or write. And the info is on our website, www.gritstoglitz.com. And if you've stuck with us this long, you're very patient. Thank you.
We would love to hear about your magical vacation memories, too, and hope that if you've already had your vacation over the summer, hope it was wonderful. And if you've got one coming up like we do, we hope it's wonderful. And in the meantime, more Project Runway
Wednesday.
Yay. Okay. We'll talk to you guys
bye,
later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.